And before we go to Stephanie Posa, who is waiting in the wings, I want to thank Debbie Daniel for upgrading her sustaining membership. And again, we'd like for you to contribute this hour. If you get in under the wire, special today, $12.50 a month, $150 a year, you get the beautiful WRKF commemorative T-shirt. This is Throwback Thursday, and the number to call is 893-WRKF, 855-893-9753, 855-893-9753. If you like this hour of programming, we sure would like to hear from you before 10 o'clock. In studio is Stephanie Posa, local lawyer of note, and also affiliated on the Board of Governors with the Louisiana Association for Justice. And that group, like a few others, will be at the Capitol in full display talking about tort reform. What do you think about where we are right now with lawmakers saying we've got a real problem in our state? What do you make of this?
Well, I think this is a consumer issue. I don't believe that this is a Republican versus Democrat or anything of that nature. This is a consumer issue. This is a Louisiana resident issue. We're all consumers. Mm-hmm. We're all paying these premiums. And I think that we need to know what's going on and why rates are where they are. I'm going to send you something to post, and I'm going to post it a little later. There's some testimony where a Federation of America person did a bunch of studies, and these are all independent. I'm going to send it to you, where he went through and he got rates as a Louisiana resident with various insurance companies, and he would tweak it. And this is a person, all of the scenarios went through where this person had perfect driving record, no wrecks, no tickets, but the rates kept varying over very, to me, strange reasons. So marital status, employment status, whether you're a widow, whether you had a gap in coverage. This includes our military personnel, which is a bit concerning. Mm-hmm. All of these other factors that came in that had nothing to do with the person's driving record. And so I think that what we really need to start focusing on is, okay, why is this the situation? Why are we not looking at driving records? Because that's the end all be all as to whether or not someone is more of a risk to insured versus not.
Why do you think we have the highest rates or close to it in the nation? Is there a particular reason?
Well, I think that we have an insurance commissioner that is not looking into or making the insurance companies be transparent. I don't think that we have an insurance commissioner that is saying, okay, insurance companies, you tell us how you're getting mm-hmm. these rates. You tell us how you're getting there and why. We need to protect the residents of Louisiana, and why is that fair? The issue with the tort reform that's coming up in the session, there's no correlation between that and the rates. You can watch the video that I'm going to send you later. You can look at all of these factors. It has nothing to do with the person's driving record or whether they made claims or anything else. And it certainly has nothing to do with our jury threshold or any of the things that they're trying to change. This has to do with arbitrary charging by insurance companies.
All right. 877-217-5757. You'd like to get under the wire with Stephanie Posa and talktalklouisiana.org. Lindsay asked about, you mentioned Jim Donilon not doing what you believe he should to lower rates. And is he doing anything any differently than Robert Woolley or Jim Brown or others before him? Or is it basically the same process as far as how he's conducting his department?
I really can't speak on that, to be frank with you. I haven't studied what everybody's done and that sort of thing. But what I can tell you is we have zero transparency here. Why are we not looking at driving records? How could anybody – I just don't see it as a practicing lawyer, and I am a practicing lawyer, how the alleged tort reform could lower any rates. And it's really important for everyone, all of us consumers that are paying these rates, to know there is not one insurance company saying, Louisiana, if you do this, we're going to lower our rates. Not one.
But actuaries make these decisions as far as risk. And you know, if someone were assessing us right now, they would say you would be likely to live a much longer life than I because you're younger and you're a woman.
Yes.
So are actuaries necessarily a bad thing?
Well, with auto insurance, I believe that all of those actuaries and all those statistics, you and I both know we can run stats on anything. You and I both know that at the end of the day, a driving record is what's going to be the end-all be-all on whether or not someone is a safe driver. And so what's ultimately happening with the way things are going is people are getting limited access to insurance because they can't afford it, whether they're safe drivers or not. And so they're being eliminated out of that pool, and it's causing a snowball effect of problems. Limiting people's access to the courts is not going to lower those rates.
Well, the battle lines are drawn, and it appears that the legislature is going to go in one direction, the governor in another. Can the governor have a place at the table and perhaps agree to some sort of compromise? Is that possible or is it impossible?
I do not know that.
But it appears the momentum is moving towards some kind of reform. You're obviously making the case, and you're going to the public, and the public, of course, influences lawmakers because they vote. But is it too late? Can the case be made persuasively that the bill that's in front of the legislature is not the way to go?
I think what we need is insurance reform. I don't think tort reform is it.
This was a campaign issue with Mr. Temple and Mr. Donilon, and Mr. Donilon won. I'm sure he would say that the people had a chance to make a decision, and they chose him based on his performance in office, and you've taken exception to some of the things he's done or not done. But it's not an election year, so you're not going to change the insurance commissioner.
No.
I don't think we're going to impeach him. So what can you do other than try to beat down this bill?
That's it.
That's it. So what are you doing?
Well, what we need to do is we need to get the message out to consumers, because we're all consumers. We're all Louisiana residents. We are all constituents. We all have legislators. We need to talk to our legislators and make them aware that we know that this is a consumer issue and this is a resident issue. This is not Democrat. It is not Republican. It is not trial lawyers versus insurance companies. This is us as constituents, us as consumers, and us as people who live in Louisiana saying, okay, give us a break. Tell us how you're getting here. And if you're being fair, that's one thing. But if you're not, we need to know that. And why is there all this secrecy as far as how these rates are going up and why?
All right. Well, Stephanie Poso, we hope to have you back during the session. I have a feeling this isn't going away anytime soon. So thank you for coming in. Louisiana Association for Justice is the organization she's affiliated with. And, of course, we'll have people on all sides of this issue. And signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. We'd like to hear from you. We've got 2.5 minutes, and you can get the T-shirt, beautiful T-shirt with orange and blue colors. Even though that's Florida and Auburn, it looks good, and it goes with the socks that were a big hit of a few months ago. 855-893-9753, 855-893-WRKF. And tonight, by the way, is the 15th anniversary celebration for the Manship Theater, and the keynoter, the guy who will be on stage, is none other than this gentleman from Dallas, Texas, Boz Scaggs. Remember this? 40 years ago. Still going strong. Boz Scaggs, 75.
Talking about